This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.
Hello, listeners. This is Nick Joshua Sega, and we have the pleasure of being joined with Kelly Lindsay, the President and CEO for the Aboriginal Human Resource Council. And incredible things always coming from the AHRC. They're actually the host organization of this year's Aboriginal Entrepreneurs Convention and Trade Show. But before we get into that incredible endeavor that the AHRC is completing, maybe a little bit more in general about what the Aboriginal Human Resource Council has been up to, and maybe more what you've been up to recently yourself, Kelly.
Well, Nick, great to talk with you again. I mean, our leadership circle, our work with employers continues to grow. More and more demand and interest from the employer community. You know, today I was at the Canadian Council of Chief Executives looking at this whole area of Canada and the Pacific century ahead, and just the opportunities that are emerging. The demand for human capital continues to be the number one major priority for CEOs in this country. And so we, you know, we're really excited about the future of building the community and the business partnerships, and really getting people to work, getting businesses created, and creating that social and economic inclusion.
Definitely. Well, the AHRC, you guys are, as mentioned, been trendsetters and setting the bar very high when it comes to inclusion, employment inclusion, and diversity. So glad to hear that more people are getting on the Leadership Council. And also, I know you guys always, this, I love touching upon this, your inclusion continuum. Hopefully things are still going great with that as well.
Well, you know, the continuum is about an organizational model of how companies can actually climb the inclusion continuum. No one does this alone, and you said raising the bar. I think that we're just so pleased to be working with both Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal partners. It's really about helping companies transform their workplaces so that they are an inclusive employer. Companies that do this well, companies that actually invest in the practices and strategies, change behaviors, are actually winning the game. And this is being described very well in the continuum. We now have an assessment tool, Nick, that companies can actually benchmark and measure their progress up the continuum. And it's this type of accountability that companies are looking for, and because it's a way for them to forecast where they can put their investments. So I think together we're working with partners. We're pretty excited about the future of this workplace inclusion assessment tool and where it's really going to bring some value added to First Nations, Métis, and Inuit people across this country, as well as to, of course, our private sector partners.
Well, glad to hear, of course, that's going great. And for the organizations that have yet to participate, I'm sure the ones listening will get on it right away. But that actually brings me to my next point. At the start, I mentioned you guys are the host organization of this year's Aboriginal Entrepreneurs Convention and Trade Show. You can find more information at www.acts2012.com. We'll include a link at the bottom of the interview as well. But, Kelly, maybe you can let us know a little bit more about this incredible event and how maybe the Aboriginal Human Resource Council came to be the host.
Well, this is the second annual Aboriginal Entrepreneurship Conference and Trade Show. Last year was such a success that they decided to do it again. We're just very pleased to be a host. The partners are Aboriginal Northern Affairs Development Canada, Natural Resources Canada, and Human Resources Development Canada. And that is a good story of collaboration with different government departments working together in exactly the same way we want communities and companies working, collaborating together. What's really unique about the conference this year is we're introducing what we call the life cycle approach to major projects. And people may know this already, but if you don't, if you were actually to map out all of the major projects in Canada, there are over 200 today. I think there's like 222 major projects underway. And when you really look at a roadmap to success, in fact, if you think of it sort of like a GPS, what's the way that we can guide people, both from the community side and the employer side, to connect, to take full advantage of the human capital and the procurement opportunities? So this life cycle approach is sort of the underpinnings of the event. We're going to describe this life cycle approach. It'll be presented by Steve Lindley from SNC-Lavalin. He'll lay out this cycle approach. We start with an international overview. We're very pleased that Patricia Moore, Vice President with Scotiabank, she'll be laying out sort of the international as well as the national opportunities that are afforded through these major projects and what it means. And then we're going to be looking at, you know, what can communities and companies do to generate sustainable human capital, procurement, and partnerships. We're going to explore these partnerships further in terms of how do you design, develop, and execute them. And so we're really taking a deep dive, Nick, into the area of human capital, procurement, partnerships, and sustainable development.
Well, those are very important things for not just entrepreneurs, especially Aboriginal entrepreneurs. So it sounds like, again, the second year for this event, it's going to be an incredible venue for Aboriginal entrepreneurs to get their voice out there and get their voice heard.
Well, I think that getting their voice heard is really, I think, what this is about. And one of the things that we're doing is that Aboriginal entrepreneurs want to know about how do you actually create these business partnerships and these major projects. And so people like Owen Fitzgerald from Uinumaki and Ben Voss from Meadow Lake Tribal Council. We've got people like Chief Darcy Bear with Dakota Whitecap, Chief Robert Louie with West Bank. These types of leaders will be talking about from the community side what it is that, what's the recipe for this roadmap, this GPS for success. And where there's going to be a number of side sessions. And these side sessions, you're going to be able to, you know, hear about some of the models that are working. Like we have Stat Oil talking about their work with industry and government, and they've actually won awards over this partnership model. Chief Phil Goulet from the Lands Advisory Board. There'll be an Aboriginal Women's Entrepreneurship Series. So in terms of focusing on women, the success that they are experiencing in entrepreneurship, and what we can do to accelerate those efforts more. We're going to move into things like the green energy sector, and what are the business and human capital opportunities in this area. So it's a pretty diverse event, even at the dinner on Monday night. We actually have a matching type dinner where people, rather than just sit and have dinner, which is always very nice, and you build a social capital, it's about really bringing opportunities to connect communities, entrepreneurs, and companies to talk about real human capital, procurement, and partnership opportunities going forward. So it's going to be marketed as a matching type dinner where people get to come with their ideas and concepts, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Well, again, for those Aboriginal entrepreneurs and just companies in general listening who aren't attending yet, this is going to be an incredible venue to basically network and at the same time get some real business done.
Well, I think it's sort of going into this life cycle approach is that often we have people like Jackson Lafferty who are going to talk about what do communities need to do to really get ready, the state of readiness, how do they develop their community plans. So it's sort of this dual response. What do companies also need to do? I think Jackson Lafferty is just so well positioned to talk about this, especially through the North. And what lessons can we learn from the North in terms of using those models and practices in the South? So it covers a range of private sector leadership is at the table. Aboriginal leadership is at the table. We have entrepreneurs, focus on women entrepreneurship. And I think it's going to be a really rigorous 2 days. And people are going to come away with real concrete ways to design, develop, and execute and create these human capital and procurement opportunities in major projects across this country.
Well, I know the listeners are going to be really excited after that play up there, Kelly. So again, to confirm, October 15th through 16th in Ottawa, the Aboriginal Entrepreneurs Conference and Trade Show, which is hosted by the Aboriginal Human Resource Council this year and put on by Indigenous.net. And I'll touch upon a little bit extra here for the listeners. Indigenous.net also is inviting Aboriginal entrepreneurs to upload video about their company for a chance to win one of four Send Me packages, which includes a passport to the Aboriginal Entrepreneurs Conference and Trade Show, transportation to Ottawa, meals and accommodation at the Westin Hotel as well. So for those entrepreneurs listening and who haven't had a chance yet or might not be getting the chance to attend, there's still an opportunity. Well, again, Kelly, with things like the inclusion continuum, things like the life cycle, it sounds like you're really giving the tools to these organizations to, as you mentioned, advance at a much faster rate their inclusion and diversity efforts. So,
well, absolutely, and we'll bring them back in a year's time to actually now report on and see the advantages that have been built out from this event. So we're really excited to be the host, and we look forward to welcoming everybody to Ottawa. We know it's going to be a dynamic 2 days.
Perfect. And again, listeners, October 15th through 16th, Make sure to get your ticket if you're having out a chance. You can also go to www.aects2012.com to register and for more information. Other than that, thank you again, Kelly, for finding the time. I know this event is going to be an incredible success, especially when you got the AHRC a part of it. And thank you.
Look forward to seeing everybody in Ottawa. We look forward to playing our role, being a partner. There's been so many great partners here, so many great leaders that have stepped up to participate in this event, our speakers, our workshop facilitators. I mean, I'm just so honored that these folks have stepped up, given their time, and it's going to be a great two-day event.
Wonderful. Well, there you go, listeners. Thanks to the efforts by Indigenous.net for putting on the event and for the Aboriginal Human Resource Council for being a wonderful host. Make sure to get more information. Make sure to attend if you can. Jimmy Gutch, listeners.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.